John Busby with a Culture Buzz, and as with my challenge to everyone out there to be a cultural adventurer, it really wasn't much of a challenge for myself. But my wife and I went to a screening last Friday night of a documentary, and I have to confess I was blown away at the depth and richness of this documentary. It was Glen Campbell, I'll Be Me, which is just an incredible documentary. When you have a chance to see this, make sure you see this. If it comes out on DVD, get it. And we're going to have a fun conversation today because at that event last Friday, I had the chance to meet the director, James Keach, who is on the phone with me now to talk about this project. And it is an incredible project, literally thousands of hours of work and filming distilled into less than 2 hours of just one of the most brilliantly crafted documentaries I've ever seen, James. And I'm not saying that like I'm your mother. I'm saying that because it's true.
Oh, well, thank you very much, John. I had a lot of great people working on the film with me, my editor, Elisa Benar, my partner, Trevor Albert. And so I'd like to take credit for everything. And Julian Raymond and the music, and, of course, the genius of Glen Campbell. And, you know, I was just blessed to be at the helm. That's pretty much it.
Well, it's a tough subject because it's kind of a doubly tough subject because you have such an iconic musical figure like Glen Campbell dealing with the inevitability that Alzheimer's delivers who has it. And you have embraced that whole, those two components into this well-crafted film that it, on one level, it gives you an intimate perspective and understanding of Glen Campbell and his family, but also of the disease, and not just something that beats you over the head with kind of the downside of Alzheimer's, which there is, it's inevitable. But you've shared such a gift, you captured such a span, it's just amazing. Let's talk about this project, because if I understood you right, originally this is going to be about 3 or 4 months of doing some concerts with Glen, kind of a last farewell before the Alzheimer's took full control of him, but you ended up performing 151 performances over 2 years, right?
Yeah, it was about a year and a half of filming, and we thought it was going to be 5.5 weeks, and it turned into that length of time, yeah.
My, well, you mentioned at the presentation that you shot 1,400 hours of film. And like I said, it's distilled into less than 2 hours of well-crafted documentary. When did you have kind of that vision of where the path would go? Or did you just simply have this massive cinematic buffet of material that you had to wait until everything was there before you decided what components you wanted to put together?
Well, I think, you know, we focused on the tour itself, you know, the time period of the beginning of the tour when he announced he was going to go out, and then we ended the film at the end of the tour. And during that period of time, we started the film by allowing him to see what his life was like when he was a child. We put him in a screening room, and we wanted to see what he remembered. And from that place, we were able to go anywhere in his life. So you got to see and reflect upon him when he was vital and in the 70s and 80s when he was a giant superstar. And then at the same time, we were able to come back to the present. And that was all obviously just at the beginning of the film, which you saw. But then we traced the journey on the tour, and then people reflecting upon, you know, their memory of Glen and then their own dealing with the disease themselves. That's one of the other things that we discovered as we were going along, that so many people were affected by this, as well as affected by Glen, you know, by this disease I'm talking about.
Exactly. I think one of the biggest takeaways that I gathered from your film through the Campbell family experience is that, yes, you're coping with something that has kind of a known conclusion, but at the same time, they turn this into one of the most incredible legacy memory builders that I've ever seen. This is something that Glen's wife, Kim, and then his two children who were performing last Friday night as well, Shannon and Ashley, what a treasure.
Yeah, it's an amazing family. And Cal, who wasn't there the other night, played drums. So So the three kids and Glenn, as well as some of the guys that have been with Glenn for many, many years, were the band. And Kim and the road manager and the whole band of merry pranksters, you know, been with him literally for 30 years. All of us went down this road with him, and it was just an amazing journey. It really was, and it was funny and uplifting. That's the one thing about Glenn is he's a very funny guy. So at no time did he ever have self-pity or feel sorry for himself, and he wouldn't let anybody else get that way. I mean, yeah, there were some serious moments, obviously, but Glenn is very lighthearted. There was, he used to write down and try and memorize everybody's jokes, you know, so...
Well, you captured it, the essence of who Glenn Campbell is, just wonderfully, and it's a great thing to share with so many. GlennCampbellMovie.com is the website. The reason I mentioned that, you can access more about the film, about the people connected to the film, and also the theatrical releases coming up, because this is just starting to get out there across the world, and it is uplifting, one of the perfect descriptives. Actually, I could just dig into my bushel basket of superlatives and keep peppering them on you, but we want to talk about your journey to this story. How did you connect with the Campbell? Have you been longtime friends with the Campbell family, or how did the connection come about?
Actually, Julian Raymond, who produced Glenn's last two albums, he's been working with my son, Johnny Keach, and his band, and he was at the time, now he's with Big Machine Records, but he was with Warner Brothers, and he was doing Ghost on a Canvas, and he would come by the studio where we were and where there was rehearsal space for the band, and would say, you guys have to make a movie about Glenn like you did Walk the Line. And I was one of the producers of Walk the Line, and we thought, well, we've already made a musical film. He said, no, this is different. This is he's going to do a 5-week tour, and you guys have the cameras, and so why don't you just consider going out with us and filming him? And by the way, he's got Alzheimer's. And Trevor and I thought, wow, this is challenging. This will be interesting. And we were kind of reluctant at first. We went out and watched everything we could on Alzheimer's, and it was pretty daunting and pretty dark and very depressing. So we said, let's just meet Glenn. We can't promise anything. And we figured, well, we probably weren't going to do this because it probably would not be a very entertaining piece. Well, we did meet Glenn, and he came into the living room, and my son Johnny was walking across the living room carrying a guitar, and Glenn goes, hey, I play guitar. You want me to show you something? And he just picked up the guitar and shredded it. I mean, like, unbelievably well. And then Johnny went into his bedroom, like all teenagers do, and he turned to Kim. Glenn turned to Kim and said, "When a man findeth a good woman, he findeth a good thing. Well, I found me a good thing. That's my thing." And Kim says, "Sweetie, we're here to talk about your Alzheimer's and James and Trevor going out and filming a tour with you guys." And he says, "Alzheimer's? What's that?" He said, "You know, about your memory." He said, "I don't got Alzheimer's. I got part-timers." So we got to see right there that, you know, Glenn's genius of music and the love of his wife and his sense of humor and his willingness to talk about what was bothering him. So Trevor and I said, well, what the heck, let's see what we can do. And we thought it was going to be 5 weeks, and it turned into many years. This is, almost 4 years later.
Well, it's amazing. Having worked a lot on the production side of filmmaking, I understand what goes into that whole producer's concept. Okay, you kind of map out where a project, how long a project will be and all that. This is one that you are irresistibly, but at the same time, willingly drawn into. And from my perspective, after seeing the final product, the final film, it's just like you didn't really have a choice. Wherever this took you, you were going to follow it, weren't you?
Yeah. We were going to go to the very end, no matter where it took us. That's right.
Well, what a commitment. It's one of those rare things that comes along, if you're lucky, more than once in a lifetime. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime project. And you've captured something that everyone needs to see, folks. If you want to find out something before you actually see the film itself, you can go to glenncampbellmovie.com. and you can find out all about the theaters and screening events that are happening with this. I'll Be Me is just an incredible film. The soundtrack, needless to say, is masterful. This also, for those of us that have known Glenn Campbell from his early career on, the other thing this reinforces is that this was one of the master musicians.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I mean, here's a guy with Alzheimer's told to hang up his guitar. You know, it's all done. And last week, you know, they sang his song on the Academy Awards. He was nominated for Best Original Song that he wrote with Julian. And the movie won 2 Grammy Awards for the two of the songs in the movie. So for a guy who's got Alzheimer's, he did pretty good, didn't he?
I tell you, if I can leave that kind of legacy behind me, no matter what happens to me physically or mentally, then I know that God's smiling down on me. And obviously, God has been smiling not just on Glenn Campbell, but his entire family, and you and the rest of the team that helped capture this storytelling, this message. And it'll be delivered to you folks out there. This is a must-see. You know, I seldom use that term, but must-see is what Glenn Campbell's I'll Be Me is all about. James Keach is my guest today. He's the director, the producer. He is the water carrier for this wonderful project. At this point, now that it's getting out to the world, where do you see some of your work going at this time, James?
You mean the next step?
Yes, next step for this, and then your own career, maybe other projects.
CNN has just picked it up as a CNN movie that they want to put on, and then it's Eli Lilly Pharmaceuticals. I call them Eli Lilly and Company, is going to sponsor it all over the world, I believe.
Wow!
And so it's very important to have this film seen, not just as a cinematic thing, but it's also it's something to give information to people to know what we're up against as a society. I mean, this disease is going to cripple our economy. Unfortunately, it's as the baby boomers get older. And the medicine is getting better. People are living a lot longer, and it's not just an old person's disease. So, I mean, it's by the year 2050, 150 million people worldwide will have it unless they find something to slow it down. So that's why it's really important that people see it, not just for entertainment, but just for information too, because it's very informative, I think. So my job for the next several months is to make sure that it gets the right kind of release and it plays out throughout the world the way it should. You know, I discovered, you know, when you're part of the studio system and you make a movie for the studio has hundreds, sometimes thousands of people all over the world that are in charge of the release of the film. In every city, there's a little office and a distribute. Well, in the documentary world, that's not the case. It's kind of like you've got to be the little engine that could, and if you don't pay attention to what's going on, it gets lost because there's so much noise out there. There's so many films coming out all the time that you really have to stay on top of it. So for the next year, probably, I'll be focused on this, and we're going to be developing the Glenn Campbell, the real biopic, but it'll be the middle years of Glenn, when, you know, the Tanya years and when he was a superstar. It'd be kind of fun to do that period of time. So that'll be happening. And then we have a lot of other films that are in development here, so, and some of which are ready to go. But I'm not sure which ones that's going to be. Hopefully it'll be a good one. That's all I have to say.
Well, under your careful guidance and your conscientious development, we are lucky to have Glenn Campbell, I'll Be Me, out there to the world. And it is something that, it's going to be one of those rare cinematic experiences, folks. Get to see that film when you can. Tell your friends about it. GlennCampbellMovie.com is the website with all the information you'll want. And I just hope, James Keach, that you and I can stay in touch, because if there's any way I can ever help promote this project and any of your projects, because anyone who grabs this as graciously as you did is someone I will gladly champion through my airwave voices as much as I can.
Well, thank you, John. I really appreciate it.
Take care and much continued success, and I look forward to seeing you sometime down the road.
All right. Happy trail.
To you too.